This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has slashed the prices of 41 commonly used medicines in 6 formulations used to treat diseases such as diabetes, heart and liver ailments. The decision was taken at the meeting of the National Pharmaceutical Pricing Authority in order to ensure that the cost of essential medicines remains affordable for the public. The pharma companies have been instructed to pass on the information on the reduced price of various medicines to dealers and stockists with immediate effect. Star campaigners of different political parties used all their might to woo the voters for next phase of elections in Uttar Pradesh today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that CAA is a burning example of Modi ki guarantee and it is clear that the BJP fulfills its promises. Addressing an election rally in Jaunpur district of Uttar Pradesh, he said earlier the development was restricted to big cities, but now a lot of development has taken place at religious places like Ayodhya and Kashi as well. He also addressed rallies at Azamgarh, Bhadohi and Pratapgarh districts of the state. The rallies held today were for constituencies which will go to polls in the 5th and 6th phases. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra campaigned in Raibareli. Attacking the BJP, she said the Saffron Party is promoting lawlessness. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav also attacked the BJP in Banda and said the state government and central government are neck deep in corruption. The Samajwadi Party Chief also addressed a rally at Fatehpur district. In Bihar, several star campaigners and senior leaders of NDA and the Grand Alliance today held public meetings in support of their alliance candidates. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held election rallies in Sitamarhi and Madhubani. Addressing a rally in Sitamarhi, he said by scrapping Article 370 from Jammu and Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has implemented the true spirit of one nation, one constitution. He added that now it is time to integrate the Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK with India. Rashtriya Lok Morcha candidate and former Union Minister Upendra Kushwaha conducted door-to-door campaign in Raud Nagar in Aurangabad in Karakat parliamentary constituency. From the Grand Alliance, party leaders of RJD, Congress, Vikashshil Insan Party and left parties held several election rallies in different parliamentary constituencies. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav attacked the BJP on issues of unemployment and migration during campaigns. He was addressing a public meeting in Madhubani in support of the RJD candidate. The National Disaster Response Force has called off a search and rescue operation at Mumbai's Ghatkopar area, where a giant hoarding had collapsed on Monday following a sudden dust storm. A total of 16 lives were lost in the tragic incident, while 75 others were injured. The operation was called off this morning, hours after the bodies of a retired general manager of air traffic control and his wife were pulled out from a car stuck underneath the structure. The National Investigation Agency has attached 7 immovable properties of a top terrorist belonging to the banned Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorist organization. Terrorist Sartaj Ahmed Mantoo's properties at Kesari Gam in Pulwama district of Kashmir were attached today. Sartaj was arrested in January 2020 and several arms, ammunition and explosives were recovered from his possession. In Jammu and Kashmir, in order to facilitate pilgrims desiring special darshan in a short duration, the Vaishno Devi Shrine Board will start the already announced Jammu to Sanji Chhat helicopter service likely in June. The pilgrims availing the facility will be dropped off at Panchi helipad, 2.5 kilometers short of the Bhavan, and special darshan will also be provided to these pilgrims. New and Renewable Energy Secretary Bhupinder Singh Bhalla has said the country's installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel sources is projected to increase by 50% by 2030, in line with the country's commitment to transition towards sustainable energy sources. Addressing the World Hydrogen Summit 2024 at Rotterdam in the Netherlands, he informed that currently around 43% of the country's installed electricity capacity is from non-fossil fuel sources. France has declared a state of emergency on the Pacific archipelago of New Caledonia after violent protests flared up against electoral reforms, killing one police officer and 3 others. And with that, we end this news bulletin.